I smell like beef.
I smell like beef.
Daddy, I smell like beef.
Fucking hate you guys.
Welcome back. It's episode 15 of Sounds Good the Same.
It is not episode 15.
Okay. Let's do that again.
It's episode 8.
Episode 8.
Holy shit, seriously?
Episode 8.
Oh, you guys, I want to read more sex scenes.
There's only so many to go around.
No, there isn't. You should attest to the fact that there are too many.
Can I find you erotic Harry Potter fanfic?
No.
You don't want to ruin it?
Nope. That is sacred ground that we will not tread upon.
I would like to read some erotic fan fiction on the show, though.
I will find some.
All right, yeah.
Find some
erotic Lord of the Rings fan fiction.
Lord of the
fiction.
Rings, got it on it.
All right.
I'll be back.
But yes, welcome to episode blank of the Sounds Good podcast. I am your host, Jacob Solo. With me, as always, is Bradley, the champion Millis.
Good morning, daddies.
And Scott, the magician Burr.
Katanus. Katanus, everybody.
Katanus to you.
You messed Katanus, up the joke there,
Katanus
guys.
Katanus be unto you.
I pointed at the wrong people, so you would say each other's catchphrases.
Nope. We're too good. We're too good for this.
You guys are dicks and
dicks and butts.
Yeah. And special guest Nathalie.
Hey, what up?
The Kicking wicked weeb.
Hell
the
yeah.
Wicked wiles.
Does it piss you off when people say Nathalie?
No, I'm used to it. I'm 22. Okay. I've heard it like every day.
Right.
For my whole life.
But what do you want to talk about, Bradley?
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
All right, so remember Tinder?
I remember. It's still around, but
it's still around. But remember when I was on Tinder?
No.
We never matched. Well, I didn't choose dudes, so.
Also didn't ever have a Tinder.
Oh, well,
I've never used a dating service.
I used Tinder because it was funny to me.
Sure.
So what I would do is I would just say
you just
swipe right
to,
on everybody. This
smash.
Is back before it had microtransactions. But
wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
You have to pay money for
That's
Tinder.
That's dumb now.
Stupid.
I was just on a kind of funny. I was just talking about it the other day on the morning show.
Mm.
But I would just swipe right on everybody. I think that's the good one. That's the
shotgun method. Yeah.
Yeah. I would just
throwing out lines to a lot of dimes.
Sure. Yep. That I was doing that. Well, I ended up matching with this girl named let's call her Shelby.
Shelby. All right.
And turns out Scott and Nathalie knew Shelby from a previous place they worked at.
Yeah, we know Shelby was cool.
So I went on a date with her. We went to Java Joe's, got coffee.
Java Yo's.
And then we went to...
Were the Java Jews playing?
Is that a band?
Oh, yeah. That's a band that plays at Java Joe's.
That's awesome.
Oh. They're called the Java Jews, and they play like traditional Hebrew music.
Oh, I thought you were just being offensive.
No. This is a legit band, and they play traditional style polka.
That's awesome.
It
they were not.
It's fucking sick. They're really good.
They were not playing. I've also never heard of them. We got coffee. We talked. We had a little coffee talk.
So far, this does not sound like a bad date.
And then we went for a walk after the coffee talk. We went on a walk. And then we decided to go to a movie. I don't remember what movie it was, but it was really bad.
Oh, you remember.
I don't know. It was a really bad movie.
It was a Walk Hard.
It was Jiggly.
No, it was some like horror movie. I'll Google this while I'm talking. No, it was like 2013,
2012.
No. Anyway, yeah, going to a bad movie on a first date's not good. Not a good thing to do.
No.
And then we just went home and kind of talked for a little bit, texting, and then back and forth, and then yeah, that was it. And
it
then
kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, but talking about that made me think of my actual worst date ever.
Okay, yeah, because that didn't sound like a bad date. That sounded like a very neutral date that didn't go anywhere.
She was just still obsessed with her ex-boyfriend.
So, I went on a couple dates with this girl. We'll call her Shelby.
Shelby.
This is all a different girl?
This is a different girl.
Different all girl right. named Shelby.
Different girl named Shelby.
A lot of Shelbys here in Shelbyville.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we went out to Mickey's downtown.
Which is a pub.
The Irish pub.
The Irish pub.
I don't know why I had to say that in a German accent.
Because she was all like, oh, you got to get Guinness. And I'd never had a stout before.
Okay. What do you think?
I did not like it.
Really?
I did not like Guinness. I still don't like Guinness. I like stouts now, but I don't like Guinness.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Guinness that, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Guinness, but I do like stouts.
Yes. Well, then, our friend Jake.
I like milk stouts, and I don't think Guinness is a milk stout.
Mm-mm. We went, and then our friend Jake Schreck showed up. We were hanging out.
Let's specify that is his real name, is yes. Schreck.
Yes, yeah, yes. Schreck. But then Shelby and I and her mother was there.
What's her name?
I think it was Shelby.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it runs in the family.
It's a long lineage of Shelbys.
So. Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, let's go to a strip club. I was like,
oh no.
With the mom?
With the mom. It was, yeah, so we went to the lumber yard.
That mom was trying Shelby, to get you to fuck her daughter.
Shelby, young Shelby, and older Shelby.
Shelby
and I,
Jr., Shelby Sr.
Shelby Jr. and Shelby Sr. and I went to the strip club. And boy, going to a strip club with a girl, not that awkward. Going to a strip club with a girl and her mom, who are both super into going to strip clubs together, real weird.
I
really?
Bet.
Yeah, and then I ran into a couple friends of ours, like Cody and Alex.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They like to go to strip clubs.
And then we were texting like a week or two later. We were just texting. I was working at the bar that Scott works at, sitting at the stool. I think it was before Scott worked there, actually.
Okay.
But I was just texting her at the stool, and I couldn't think of anything to say back to what she said.
So you just stopped talking to her?
Yep. Just ghosted her.
Jesus Christ.
This same girl, we dated when I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
8 years. No. Yeah, no, probably about 8 years later. No.
Get together.
Like several years later, on my birthday, randomly just texted me this like fucking 3-paragraph long text confessing her that she's always been in love with me.
Oh.
I'm like,
that's the best.
And then I didn't reply. And then like a year or two later is when this all happened.
Okay.
And I'm a terrible person.
I don't understand. Okay. So how does this dynamic work at a strip club with a girl and her mom? Like, is the mom getting on stage?
Is it a mother-daughter dance, but
a real dirty one?
You know how the lumberyard has like the lower level where the stages are and then there's an upper level? We were just in the upper level.
Oh.
I mean, there's three stages. Each level has a stage.
No, the upper level does not have a stage. You can see all the stages down below.
Yeah.
It's like a balcony.
Oh, the place where you throw the money when you want to make it rain. Yeah.
Yeah. Except we didn't have... They had to pay for me because it's like, I'm not paying to go to a strip club. I don't like strip clubs.
Fucking $10. It's stupid.
Strip clubs suck. Don't go to them.
You know, going to a strip club on a first date to me would be really weird.
Maybe a great idea.
If the mom was there, I think I would actually let loose more.
Really? You'd be like, yeah. Woo, get up on there, Shelby Senior.
Yeah.
Work that pole.
Yeah.
I don't know why you sound like that in my head, but.
Like, I'd be throwing down like a five, be like, I'm going to give you extra money to put your titties in her face twice.
Nope. I didn't have any money.
That's true.
Really, I just am hoping that this story somehow ends with the mom getting on stage and you having to watch.
No, it was just us hanging out, and it ended up being like 3 a.m. I was like, I'm going to go.
I'm like, it's...
I remember we went to a strip club for one of our friend's 18th birthday party.
Who was it again?
Shelby.
Oh, yeah.
I paid a stripper to not put her titties in your or my face, but instead I paid her to take your hat. And I said, don't give it back to him until he buys a dance from you.
Oh, shit.
She's like, that. Oh, that's a really good idea.
That's a really good idea.
And you never got a dance from her.
But I did get my hat back. She put it on top of the pole.
Oh, nice.
I was
that's
so
cool.
upset that you got your hat back.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I were her, I'd be like, it's going to be $25. Just we don't have to go in the back room, but you do need to give me $25 for your hat.
I don't think I had enough money to even buy a dance.
That's probably how you got out of it.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm sorry. I mean, I'll give you the hat.
I also went to a strip club with my old bosses once.
Oh, yeah. That's
I want to do that.
Weird.
It was weird. So it was me.
I would not want to do that.
And then the guys who ran five gentlemen named Jeff. It was weird.
Geff.
But it was, I mean, you guys know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Geff.
So we get there. Cool Geff. It was after a show that we played. Anyway, I ended up getting a lap dance next to my boss at the time, who was also getting a lap dance. No, it was just weird. I didn't even want to get the lap dance. Like, the stripper was convinced that I gave her money on stage, and then I was like, "Ah, hey, I don't have enough money to get a dance. Sorry." And then my friend gave her like $10 to give me a lap dance. She's like, "Oh, you gave me money on stage? Just fine." I was like, "God fucking damn it! I didn't want a goddamn
Why
lap dance."
Why do strippers always just give you the benefit of the doubt?
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, you're weird and cute, I guess.
I'm so soft and innocent.
It's better than that man. It's because you are less creepy and more attractive than most dudes at strip clubs.
Probably
and the fact that you're not walking in there with a
sweatpants.
I was just about to say a rock hard erection, and then I realized it might be weird. Yeah, you're not walking in there with a boner.
You're wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, dude, sweatpants. This is how you get lap
dances.
You're
literally wearing sweatpants right now. Yeah. Natalie, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, boy. So
let's get into it.
Right before Scott, I dated this douchebag named Geff.
Douchebag.
He was a big one, too.
Yeah, Scott was the one who kind of saved me from that. But so one Halloween, not Halloween, it was like right around Halloween, and we decided...
The spooky time.
We decided we were going to go get pumpkins, carve them, cute shit, whatever.
Okay.
And he didn't have a job. He never had a job because his mom paid forever and everything.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fucking.
So his mom's like, "Oh, here's some money. Take your girlfriend on a date. Like, take her on a nice date." So first we go to dinner.
Thanks, mom.
At our favorite Chinese place, and we get through dinner, and he's like, "Well, I don't want to spend this money on dinner because I want to save him for the pumpkins. Can you pay for dinner?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. Okay. Fine. I have a job. You don't." So I did. So we get to the pumpkin patch, and we're having a good time, and he sees this giant pumpkin. He's like, "Oh, we should get this." I'm like, "Oh, well, I wanted one for myself." He's like, "Oh, okay, that's fine. You can pay for yours." And I'm like,
I was under the impression you paid for dinner, so he pays for both pumpkins.
You'd think. He's like, "Well, I'm just like, well, I mean, I didn't bring enough money to buy my own." He's like, "Oh, what's fine. You can help me carve mine then."
What a dick.
Thankfully, the pumpkin patch was by my house, so I got to run home and get more money for my pumpkin.
Oh my god!
Then we didn't even carve them together. And oh, the reason why he wanted his own was because he was entering his works contest for carving the biggest pumpkin.
Wait, I didn't think he had a job.
He had. Oh, this might have been when he had a job at Papa John's.
And yet, he still made his mom pay for his stuff.
He only had two jobs while we were dating for 2 years, and they were both very brief. He worked at the meat counter in Hy-Vee that lasted like a month, and then Papa John's, and that was like right when we stopped dating. This was like
PJs.
3 or 4 months before we started dating.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been 4 months.
Moral of the story, he didn't even carve the pumpkin. He just left it on his porch.
What a dick!
He just a pumpkin on his porch. Yeah. An uncarved pumpkin.
He blew $20 for that pumpkin. And he just
$20 on a pumpkin.
He just left it on his porch. He's like, "Oh yeah, I guess I just forgot to carve it."
Sounds like he's a lazy piece of crap.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my worst date.
Sucking Geff.
At least the one that I could think of on the spot.
I mean, like, it's not bad that like you had to pay for shit. It was bad that he was just like leading you on to make you think that you didn't have to pay for shit. Well, and that was just "Hey, surprise, pay for all this shit."
Oh, it was literally always that.
To take you out.
Yeah. He never did. He never spent his mom had to buy my birthday and Christmas presents and give it to him and say, "Give this to your girlfriend."
God damn.
Like, he didn't go, "Hey, can I borrow money to buy my girlfriend a gift?" His mom had to go out and buy the gifts.
And pick it out.
Oh.
And he didn't even ask her to do it. She did it so he would look like a good boyfriend.
I want to date his mom.
But then she would tell me to kind of be like, "Aren't I a great mom?" I'm like, "No, you're fucking..."
Don't tell me.
You're enabling.
She was crazy too, so obviously. It's okay. Fucking Shelby.
Man, she sounds a lot like that other Shelby that called you rude. Just gonna have a psycho fucking child.
Anyway, I gotta leave. So bye, guys.
Thank you for sharing. All
right, you did good.
Bye. I thought you guys were gonna join in on that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize what you were doing.
Goodbye.
Wait, do I just say the same thing?
Yes. Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Fuck Scott, you. Say it.
You're a dirty nerd.
Have a good day,
Scooter. Nerd. What's your worst date, Scooter? All right, so I went on this date with this...
Stop holding the mic like you're in a hardcore band.
I don't know. I've not had any bad dates.
I went on this date with this girl. She was a fucking bitch, and her name was Natalie.
Yeah, we went to a fucking Chili's. Am I right?
Who goes to fucking Chili's? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's probably the worst date, is that we went to a shitty restaurant.
I mean... I went on a date to Applebee's recently, and it was fucking great.
Yeah, Applebee's is where it's at. Like, I say Crapplebee's, but I don't mean it.
I mean, it's a pretty bad place. Fuck, they got $1 Long Islands for the rest of the year.
$1 Long Islands! Yeah, no, you can't go wrong with that. And, yeah. Like, their food's not bad for how much it is. The 2 for $20, yeah. You get an appetizer and 2 entrees for $20.
I mean, yeah, it's really cheap. I just know that they're using the $1 Long Islands to make you get in there and buy a burger because that's where right. They make the most of their profit.
Yeah.
And I'm and not going to fall
Long
for
Island
it.
Is like, I watched them make it. So they have the pre-mix Long Island mix, which yeah. Is just like clear liquor. And then they put in like a little bit of sour and then just water.
Yeah.
But it's still like, fuck, like there's nothing wrong with like, you know, like a vodka water.
You still feel it after
yeah,
like three
exactly.
Of them.
Yeah, you're still getting the alcohol.
You still
which
get the buzz
the
after $3 worth of booze.
Where a normal Long Island's going to be like at least $7 anywhere else you go.
Yeah. I mean, and they had those $1 margaritas that were pretty good, too.
Those were good, too.
Yeah, Applebee's, those were only in October, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, if you're looking to go out with the friends and you don't want to spend more than $10, you got to hit up an Applebee's.
Get your middle-aged
right,
white
paying
dad
us. Let's
on.
Stop plugging them.
Get your middle-aged yeah, white dad right, on and go
let's
to Applebee's.
Let's go back to this the shit date of yours.
I've never been on one.
You bullshit.
I've only been on good dates.
I find that very hard to believe.
I swear. Okay, I'm trying to think really hard. I went to see movies,
uh-huh.
And I ended up banging in a movie theater, so clearly that was a good date.
All right, yeah, that's a good date.
I've been to restaurants.
Did you bang in the restaurant?
No, that'd I didn't be bang in date. Any restaurants. That would be
yes,
a good date. What restaurant am I banging?
Papa Murphy's?
That wasn't a date. That was work.
I know, but you still did it.
But yeah, I still banged in a Papa Murphy's.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, yeah. Restaurant dates are kind of whatever. I don't really think they're like dates.
What's the weirdest
just
place
like,
you...
hey, let's get together and get some food and maybe grab a drink.
We'll get to that.
Trying to think really fucking hard. I mean, I can tell you about prom. That's kind of like a date.
Go for it. Yeah, that's a date.
I went to prom.
Yeah.
I was a junior. It's my junior prom.
And uh-huh. He got his dick cut off.
I got my dick cut off. No, I wasn't much for dancing, so I didn't really dance a whole lot with my date. But what I did do is fuck around with my friends in the coat room, leaving my date out on somewhere else. I wasn't with her.
Out on the DF?
And I guess. I don't think she was on the DF, but she was at a table with some of her friends, and I was like, cool, we're going to go fuck around in the coat room. I don't know why we went to the coat room.
Wait, you and
out.
Who went to the coat room?
Geff and Geff.
Okay.
And we didn't steal any coats or anything, no. Yeah, of course.
Did you guys shit in the coats?
No, we actually didn't do anything.
That was a hot Dane Cook bit.
That
back
was
in the
a
day.
Hot Dane Cook bit.
Shit all over the coats.
I don't think we fucking did anything in
or around the coat area.
And then, so prom ended. You know, girlfriend at the time was like, whatever, it was okay. And
so this sounds like a shitty
prom.
Date because of what you did.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's the worst thing I've ever done is had a shitty date because I was a okay. Bad date. We went to post-prom, walked around post-prom a little bit. At our high school, they like to set up the casino room.
Yeah, they had fake gambling, but you could win real money, but you didn't like put in money.
Yeah, you just got free money.
All right.
So I spent probably an hour playing blackjack.
Yeah.
In the casino room at my fucking post-prom.
Can't believe they did that.
And I know, right? And the date was not having a good time. And then Katie... I mean, Shelby. And then, like, 15, 20 minutes before post-prom was over, that's when she, like, blew up. Like, she didn't show me any signs that she was having a bad time until the very end when it was too late to have a good time.
Yeah.
And then she dumped me, and I walked to the house where we had pancakes, and I ate pancakes, sat
Come
with
on,
the
IHOP?
Boys. No, it was, like, my friend's house.
Oh.
It was, like, right next to the school.
When you say house where we had pancakes, I
you
just
think
of the
international
house of pancakes.
House of pancakes. Yeah. That makes
Which
sense.
Which is close to the school.
It is.
Relatively.
Yeah, so I guess that was my worst date. I went to prom, did whatever I wanted, and my date dumped me at the end. And then
it was only
I
a bad
date
because you were a piece of shit.
Yep. You are correct.
All right.
Guys, what's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Well, hey, come on. Don't. All right, I'll just go fuck myself.
Did you not? I thought you already went.
No.
What? Then what was my story?
Good point. All right, you go.
All right, tell me your bad date. Right.
Worst date. I took my girlfriend at the time. Took her to
what was her name?
Her name was Shelby. It never gets old. So she was really into like Italian restaurants, and I was just
was
like,
she oh, Italian?
Shit. No, she wasn't at all. And I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna take it to this Italian restaurant that I know about that she ain't been to.
Cozy Cucina.
Took it to motherfucking Bravo.
Ooh, well, who the fuck doesn't know about Bravo?
Not that unpopular of a restaurant, but she didn't know about it. She's How like, I like Biagi's in Olive Garden, and I'm like, all right,
let's go to the third you're version fucking, of that restaurant.
You're gonna love Bravo then, because that's the same fucking thing.
Literally,
same generic ass Italian food.
Yeah. So we sat down. We order some sodies because we're 18. We're 18, so we order some sodies.
Yeah,
some sody pops.
Getting crazy.
And we're looking over the menu, and then I just hear. I look up and she's sobbing, and I'm like, "What's going on?" What's up? Why are you crying in the middle of this busy restaurant? And she just puts her menu down. She's like, there's nothing here that I like. Okay, that was really loud. We don't have to stay here. We can just leave. She's like, we already ordered soda. I'm like, I will leave $5 on the table for the soda. We can just leave. It's fine. She's like, no, it's not.
So like, okay.
You're not being forced to stay here and order food you don't want to eat. It's fine. We can just leave.
They probably won't even care about the soda.
They won't.
Because it's a fountain. You get as many as you want.
So like, I finally convinced her that we can just like leave. And the waitress came back, like, sees her crying and then just looks at me and she's like, you guys still need a minute? I'm like, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a few minutes.
It's going to be a minute. She's like, okay. All right, well, I'll be back.
I guarantee she walked right back into the kitchen and was like, did you see that? Did you see table 47? Why is that girl crying? Like, everyone was talking about you.
He probably hits her.
Yeah.
I bet that's where she went.
Yeah. They were probably figuring out if you were dumping her in a public place so she wouldn't make a scene. Or, if you ever were, like, abusive.
Yeah, she had to have known. She's like, yeah, they're not going to stay. They're not going to eat here.
Of course not. You're the one crying at table 47.
That's a bad sign.
Were you at table 47?
Probably. I don't know. I'm just, that's
Are
a pretty good guess.
Are there 47 tables at Bravo?
That's a good,
so
that's
they
good
don't,
question.
They don't go 1, 2, 3, 4. Usually there's sections. So you'd have the 10s, which would be like 8 or 9 tables.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you'd
have the 20s. So you don't need 40 tables. You technically need like 16.
Yeah.
I've never been to Bravo.
It's cool.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's no they got Biagi's. Real good bread.
Nah, Biagi's
is what in the dip that you put the bread in, it's the best dip. They got. I'm not going to say they got the best bread, but they got the best dip.
What's the dip? Is it just olive oil and fucking pepper?
There's like some crushed red pepper in it. It's got like a red tint to it. It's real fucking good. A lot of flavor.
You ever been
there.
To Biagi's?
I have been to Biagi's. And
get
they
that
got
Biagi's
the best bread.
Butter.
Yeah, I like their I like their dip because you make it yourself.
Yeah, it's fucking olive oil, cheese, and pepper. What's not to like? Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, continue.
We left it. We went to a on the border,
and then which is like next door.
Yeah, next door. And she was happy then.
Oh.
Also, second worst date was prom. Because,
oh, sick.
With the same Shelby. And it was Asian themed.
Yeah, I was at that
the
one.
The theme was A Night in the Orient.
Yeah, I was there. That
it
one.
Was super racist.
I went
but
to that,
since
I was
it was
that
2009, prom. No one fucking cared.
Wait,
I guess.
Was this your senior prom?
Yeah, it was my senior prom.
Did I go to senior prom?
I don't know if you did.
Pretty sure I did.
They had these chopsticks on a table that had every couple's names on them, and she was just and she was she had already graduated high school, so she just went to just be fucking belligerent.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, she just didn't give a shit about prom at all.
Wow.
And I'm just like, this is supposed to be
this
a
is
really
my senior
it's,
prom.
It's my senior prom. It's a big night for me.
I'm gonna look at these photos for my entire life.
Don't embarrass me in front of my friends that will be my friends for the rest of forever.
No.
And
I mean, we were both there.
Hey. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I got you two still. Yeah,
that's it.
I don't know if I was there.
I think you were.
She found our chopsticks. And she's just like, I found them. And then she shoves them up my nose. It fucking hurt a lot. And I pull them out of my nose and I slam them on the ground in a fit of pain invoked rage.
Yeah.
And she's like, why are you being so like abusive?
Whoa.
I'm like,
Shelby sounds crazy, dude.
Shelby, you just shoved chopsticks into my nose as if I was about to get mummified. don't do that.
Like they're gonna pull the brain out.
And yeah, like I want, yeah, yeah, like that. Okay. And I just like, I just wanted to fucking, I just wanted to slow dance and like, you know, have like a sensual, romantic, a sensual fucking teenage night
experience.
And she just wanted to fucking
Tootsie Roll, motherfucking Tootsie Roll,
and that's all she fucking did. No matter what song was playing, like fucking Steven Tyler's like, she's just like in her head. She's just like
Tootsie Roll.
Exactly. Yes. Roll. Just like that.
Jake is now twerking and squatting.
That was called crumping.
Crumping. Yep. Whatever.
So yeah, she was doing that the whole fucking time, and I'm just like, babe, you are so goddamn embarrassing right now. Please stop it. And then after prom happens, and then like one of my friends who just so happens to have a vagina was just like, hey, do you and your girlfriend want to play Twister with me and my boyfriend? And then my girlfriend was just like, if you go in that fucking Twister game, we're done.
What?
Because I don't want you playing Twister with that slut. I was like, she has a boyfriend and you're my girlfriend, and they just invited us both like to do it.
Couples.
It'd be fun. It's a couples thing. She's like, you fucking go in there, fucking done. I'm like, okay, I get, sorry, Shelby, we can't do it because Shelby's a cunt. So, yeah, that fucking sucked.
Man,
prom just was a bad experience.
To all of you younger listeners, don't overhype prom.
Do not expect it to be shit, because it will be.
You know those
but
middle,
still go.
You know those middle school dances where you awkwardly stand on the side of the
you
fucking
gotta save
room
for Jesus.
It's a little better than that. But not barely. Much. But not much.
Not
do
much.
You, Jake, you were there. Do you remember all of our group of friends consistently requesting Slipknot from the DJ?
That was homecoming.
It was, but
yes.
After about 45 minutes of us going up there pretty frequently, a bunch of us requesting Slipknot, he did it, right? He played like 30 seconds of Psychosocial.
Yep.
We moshed.
Or no, I think it was before I Forget.
Was it?
Yeah.
Either way.
That sounds
I
right.
Think it was before All Hope Is Gone came out.
I forget it. Either way, it was pretty fucking sick.
And then, yeah, there was a mosh pit, and then the DJ was just like, nope.
Yeah, that happened not for 30 seconds.
Because, then, yeah, that happened at every homecoming I started going to ever since eighth grade.
Well, they banned all hard rock music, which somehow excluded everything but the All-American Rejects. Well, that was the only rock song they would
I remember
play.
In eighth grade, me and a bunch of friends just like went to the DJ. Like, can you play Slipknot? He's like, I don't have Slipknot. Can you play Disturbed? I don't have Disturbed. Can you play POD? He's like, I don't have POD. Can you play Limp Bizkit? I don't have Limp Bizkit.
Corn.
What do you have? He's like, I got AC/DC. And we're like, all right. And then he played TNT, and we just lost our fucking...
I fucking TNT! I'm dynamite!
And, we started, we just moshed a TNT, and then about, 20 seconds in, DJ was like, nope.
Yep.
Not doing that.
You gotta stop. Yeah.
Right back to Get Low by Little John.
I was always.
Or Usher.
Usher. I always says Usher in that song.
Usher.
Usher got the booty to make the booty go clap. I don't know what he actually says. So I
take that and rewind it back. Usher. Little John got the something to make the booty go. Yeah. Yeah, but the booty's clapping.
The booty slaps.
All right, so yeah, you wanted to ask us where's the weirdest place we've made
we've copulated
made whoopee.
Intercourse.
Had whoopee. Where was the weirdest place you've ever had whoopee?
I've got a lot of options.
I have graveyard.
Ooh, graveyard's
spoopy.
Good.
That's it. That's the weirdest place.
I have national park.
Like outside?
Ledges. Yes.
Outside? All right. Not in a tent?
In the woods. In the middle of the woods.
It's pretty fun.
Just about 20 feet off the main trail that people walk.
Unfortunately.
Did they hear that? The drip?
No.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Yeah, unfortunately, probably an employee bathroom at a pizza joint.
A Papa Murphy's.
I don't Papa Murphy's. But
not only that, it's also when you lost your virginity.
Yeah, yep, same time. I think we've already told that story during the Dirty 30. So that was a good episode.
Where is the weirdest place y'all have pooped?
Okay, so I was like fucking first or second grade.
Uh-huh.
Back when double dog daring somebody meant like life or death.
Uh-huh.
So I went under my friend's neighbor's deck. And just fucking took a gnarly shit on like the rocks that they had under their deck. And then the next day, I was hanging out at the same friend's house. And his dad came downstairs where we were hanging in his basement. He goes, hey, yeah, so the neighbors saw somebody one of you kids yesterday go take a shit in their lawn. And I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to leave this bag. And I want whoever did it to go fucking clean it up. And I wasn't going to go clean it up because then he would see me clean it up and know that I did it.
He would know it was you.
So I didn't.
He would know you, the mad pooper.
And about an hour later, he came back down. He was like, I don't think I heard anybody go outside. And I was like, it was Jeremy. It was this guy right here. And he lived on my street as well. We all lived on the same fucking street. He was like, no, wasn't. And just fucking gets up and books. Just runs down the street to his house. I'm like, looks pretty guilty to me.
He does look real guilty.
Got away with it. No one ever suspected it was me. And we were both like shitty little blonde kids.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the neighbors saw was like, there's like a fucking small boy fucking squatting. I can see out the window. What is this? Oh, that's poop. That's poop. All right. So that's my weirdest poop.
Jake?
A grave. I'm kidding.
That'd be very disrespectful. On graves?
I don't know. Probably somebody's driveway.
Oh, shit. Did you ever poop on Bruce's van?
No.
I think no, everybody but it did. Was
his driveway. I don't know who Bruce is.
It was his driveway?
Who's Bruce?
This kid we went to high
school with. We went to high school with him. He like wanted to be in our friend group, but like no one really liked him, so he was very on the fringe. And he had this Astro van he was so proud of because the whole gang could fit in his van. So we would hang out with him so that we could all go do shit together. Uh-huh. So he was like the fringe of our friend group.
Okay, yeah.
And it was always fun to sneak over to his place late at night, climb on top of his van, and just shit down the windshield.
I never did that. I pooped right next to the mine was right next to the steps of his deck, you know, where they would leave. So they walked through it and they weren't looking.
Yeah,
what
they're just coming
his
out.
Family kept thinking human shit is very identifiable.
And it was like probably every week for a summer.
Oh, and then his mom had a Mustang that we always pooped outside of. We respected the car enough to poop
on
it.
The Mustang because a Mustang's better than an Astro van.
We pooped next to it. Well, I didn't, but Jared did.
Yeah, Jared did.
Oh my god!
How about you, Brad? Where's the weirdest place you've pooped?
Oh, I don't know if I can top that. I feel like I've pooped in so many weird places.
Yeah, you've pooped in a lot of weird
places. We've talked about so many of them on the show.
Have we?
We've talked about the
into
pool.
The pool on a slide.
Yeah, we talked about.
Oh yeah,
one.
I did talk about it on the slide.
My couch this morning.
I was almost convinced that I shit your couch this morning.
So glad you didn't shit my couch.
I am too. I don't know how I would have explained that.
Hey guys, I shit the bed, except instead of bed, it was your couch. While I was sleeping, I'm going to go now. Are you wearing, what socks are you wearing right
now,
Brad?
Don't worry about it. They don't match.
Are those sushi?
One is
soup.
It's a pot of soup.
It is soup.
And then the other one is just a plain white ankle sock.
You got soups on the left?
It's all I brought with me. It's all I packed.
God damn it.
I didn't, I thought I had enough stuff packed from the last time I stayed over. Did not.
Oh shit, we're only at like 30 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess like some weird places I've pooped. When I was five, a friend and I thought it'd be really funny to poop in a bucket of ice in the middle of winter outside to see what it did.
What'd it do?
It didn't do anything.
It didn't even like melt the ice a little bit?
I mean, probably.
Did it create like a little poo caddy? poo caddy?
I remember
caddy for your poo.
I remember once I shit in the middle of the street next to a friend's house because him and I thought it'd be funny, and then the next morning it was gone. I'm assuming a car ran it over,
and I just poop on some car.
and then I pooped in a parking garage once, and then on my way back down the parking garage, there was a cop waiting at the elevator.
Oh.
And I thought I was in trouble, and then we just walked right past the cop, and he didn't say anything.
And he probably got, he was like, oh, shit, I caught the culprits. I'll never be able to catch them now. It's a perfect crime.
That is a pretty good crime.
Yeah, the pool one's probably the best one, though.
Yeah.
The pool was a good one. The
pool is a good one.
All right.
There was a moment where I got to hold a girl's arms and legs while she leaned out of the hotel window on the third story or on the third floor of the hotel while she pooped out the window.
You are such a good friend. I can't believe a girl would do that.
I can't believe the girl would do that either. There's somebody in the bathroom. There are a couple people in the bathroom.
I wouldn't even let you do that if I had to shit now. And that
you
was my only option.
Stick your ass out over the ledge of a three-story building?
I mean, I might, but I wouldn't let anyone, like, touch me while I was doing it.
Yeah, she probably.
Man, all this talk about poop is making me hungry.
No, it isn't. But go on.
Yeah, we also just ate. But hello, come in, please.
It's Mr. Blueprint.
Blueprint. Oh, hello, Mr. Blueprint. How may I help you?
I got a sweet deal for you.
What is this? This sweet confectionery deal that you have brought to my doorstep.
Well, you know how you like to make food?
I do like to make the food, yeah.
Well, what if I told you that I could give you some seasonal home-cooked meals that show up in...
How many of them are German?
Probably, like, on average, like 0.2 every year.
Oh, that is not a good odd. I like the schnitzel. And the sauerkraut.
Yeah, there's
and the lederhosen.
This is the thing for you.
How about beef medallions and brown butter caper sauce?
That does not sound German at all.
It looks pretty German. It's got some thick cut potato sticks.
That does not sound very German.
How about seared chicken and mashed potatoes with a mushroom pan sauce? How about a spicy smoked trout sandwich with roasted sweet
potato?
That
sounds delectable.
Ooh, here's a real green one.
Ooh, I like the
basil
green.
Pesto and broccoli pasta.
That sounds very green.
Super green.
How do you say green in German?
Green!
No.
Is that just green? But
yeah,
this
is
very aggressively.
Loudly. Ooh, green! Shit! You can also get some vegetable lo mein.
Ooh.
Everybody likes. You know what? Actually, that is one that I would want the recipe for. I often crave lo mein.
Yeah.
If I order Blue Apron, I will know how to make lo mein.
There you go.
And I'll know how to make it forever. So
and not
fun.
Really know how to make it, but it will show up in pre-portioned packages.
Fresh?
Fresh.
To my door?
To your door.
Man, Blue Apron.
Killing it. Was there any more?
Yeah. We've got Thai curry chicken with mushrooms and bok choy.
Fuck! Bok choy!
And we've got sheet pan pork pitas with harissa yogurt. Pan pork pitas.
Well, is there a deal that you could give me?
Oh, I got a deal.
What is your deal?
I got a deal to save you $30 on your first order.
Ooh.
I don't know how much that is in German tokens.
I do not know how much that is. It's francs.
German francs, I'm pretty sure those don't.
It is
those,
euros those now, actually.
The euros, yeah.
It's the euros.
You want 30 euros off?
I don't
do.
Think that's right.
It's going to be more like 25 and a half euros. But you can get it by going to blueapron.com/soundthesame.
What was that?
blueapron.com/soundthesame.
One more time.
blueapron.com/soundthesame.
What does that do?
To get $30 off your first order. Is that $30 off?
No, that is Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Oh!
Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Suck my dick, lassie.
Probably,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, breaking news for Scott.
Yo, BoJack Horseman related?
No.
God, I wish.
Mega Man related.
Ooh! Almost as good.
Ooh!
Mega Man 11 coming next year to PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch.
Yeah, but who's making it?
I don't know.
Is it the same dudes that did 9 and 10? Because then I'm in.
It looks like that.
Yeah, it looks like Mega Man.
We're getting a new Mega Man game. That's big
fucking news, actually.
Yeah. Who makes Capcom, right?
Capcom, but they stopped making them at 8. 9 and 10 were made by fans with the blessing.
Ah, there's an announcement trailer now, too.
Oh, hey, Scoot, you're going to be on a cruise soon.
Yeah.
With Mega Man.
What are some of your expectations for this cruise?
I figured we would talk about that next week.
No, because next week we're going to be talking about how it actually was.
No, we got another
week. Next week is we're recording
before. Yeah, we got another Monday before we leave. I don't leave till Wednesday.
Oh.
It's not pixel style. Okay, so this is what Mighty No. 9 should have been, obviously. This is Mega Man X, honestly. This is Mega Man and Mega Man X combined.
Are you dripping right now?
I'm pretty hard. Soundtrack's
good. But are you dripping with the pre-cum?
Ooh, with that sweet down missile, I might drip.
With the pre-cum?
What is this, Spin Man? No, this looks fantastic. This is going to be the first Mega Man game that I'm excited about since...
10?
Well, I wasn't really playing Mega Man heavily when 9 and 10 were released.
Mega Man.
Yeah, that looks fucking awesome. He's got a recharge bar for whatever fucking special that is.
No, it's Capcom.
Yeah. No, that looks like a honest to God reboot, but continuation. Like, that's, I highly doubt they got the main guy back. I forgot his name. The dude that made guy that made Mighty No. 9. I totally forget who it is. I highly doubt they rehired him to do it. But whoever they got to do it is clearly a Mega Man fan. That looks fucking amazing.
That sounded cool. I didn't get to see it, but I heard it.
It looks great. That's all you got to know. All
right.
It's not the it's not pixel art style though.
Unrelated. You guys,
Keiji Ifune.
Thank you.
Do you guys, Katy Perry was in town recently.
Yeah.
None of us went.
Saturday.
I did not go. I really wish I would have went.
Me too.
Dude, she had like at least 16 semi-trucks.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters had 15 that I could see. Katy Perry had 16 that I could see and about twice the amount of buses. It was like at least 10 buses. I was comparing them to Foo Fighters.
Right.
Foo Fighters had like 5 buses. She had at least 10 buses that I saw.
For what, her entourages?
I don't know.
Maybe they pull like
she gets her own bus. Obviously.
She definitely gets her own bus. And then, I mean, her manager is probably also in said bus. And then like, well, it's like Katy Perry, Katy Perry's sister, and Katy Perry's manager are probably all in the same bus. And then, yeah, I mean, like, she's got a huge fucking crew with her. I mean, she has to have a gigantic production crew.
Oh, she's probably got a dancers.
Oh, yeah, she has.
And makeup artists and clothes.
Yeah, there's probably like a wardrobe bus. There's probably makeup bus. There's probably fucking
a
dancer
party
bus. Probably a party bus.
She went to the Fleur Starbucks.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's the one. Allie.
Yeah.
She runs that one.
Yeah.
She works like just as much as Desi does.
Yeah.
But she wasn't there at that time.
That sucks.
Oh, I was like, man, that blows.
I'm actually really surprised she ever like steps out into the public.
Yeah.
Like, you think she would just have people go get her everything.
Maybe.
So that she wouldn't get mobbed by the
fans.
Especially
something as mundane as Starbucks. But yeah, like, that's an insane amount of production. It blows my mind that people are able to set up that much shit in a day. Even if you had a crew of like 100 people and like 100 stagehands, which honestly, that's probably pretty close to what it actually was.
That's insane.
So yeah, it's probably like 100 local stagehands to help 100 professional stagehands. Stage professionals, stage managers and shit. Set up like every kind of department of things. Like, hey, like, we got this gigantic LED wall we got to set up. I need like 20 people on this. And
that'd
then,
be cool. I'd be on that
like,
crew.
And God, I wish I would have went, but I just saw like some snaps of it. And like, dude, she sat on top of a fucking planet and played guitar on it.
That's crazy.
And it just floated through the fucking air. And I'm just like, how the shit do you get that to work and sound good? Like, she's like right in front of the fucking Lion Array speakers that are blasting at it.
Right.
And I'm just like, how does it not feedback with the fucking acoustic guitar and microphone on it? That's crazy.
That's a good question.
Unless she was lip syncing, but I'm pretty sure she wasn't lip syncing.
Maybe then, instruments were, but... She might have been singing. Well, no, she still had a mic on her face.
Yeah, she still had the mic on her face. And she, I mean, like, it was just clearly like someone was playing acoustic guitar and it matched up with what she was doing. And then she had like fucking dudes in big ass flamingo suits.
She had the shark.
Like 20 feet tall.
She had that shark?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw a video of.
You saw a video of a fucking shark? I didn't hear about the shark. I only saw like 3 videos.
You remember like the Super Bowl?
Left Shark?
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, here,
that's
I'll
awesome.
See if I can find it.
I heard at some point she got eaten by these gigantic fucking lips.
It sounds insane.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever been to a concert with that much like stage theatrics.
Oh,
and
dude, yeah, you got to start going to pop
shows,
man. And
I've seen Alice Cooper.
Oh, bitch, you refuse to actually watch Kiss.
No, I refuse to be in the crowd for Kiss.
Even though it was the best
I was
part.
So far away that I had to watch everything from the monitors.
Oh, it's just a dude in a
but
shark
But I could
suit.
Still see, even from like fucking 500 yards away, I could still see the guitar drop from the ground and like the fucking dude swing in and shit. Or drop from the ground, yeah, fucking. They lowered a guitar onto, not Gene Simmons. Who plays guitar for Kiss? Gene
Paul
plays
Stanley.
Bass. Yeah. They just lowered a guitar into Paul's arms and like this dude fucking flew around. Gene Simmons flew around, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that sounds crazy. I've seen like fucking Eminem has like a pretty good amount of stage theatrics, but it's explosions and cars, you know, like it's not planets and fucking flamingos. That sounds so cool.
Oh yeah. Dude,
I gotta
like
see this shit.
Pop shows are so fucking ridiculous,
extra,
over the top. I love it. I wish I could afford to go to every pop show.
So that same night, there was another artist at a smaller venue named Colt Ford. You guys know who Colt Ford is?
No.
Colt Ford.
I think I know where this is going.
Is a country rap star.
I was going to say, it sounds like hick hop.
It is hick hop. And I want to talk about fucking Kid Rock and how he introduced hillbillies to rap music. And now we've got all of these fucking artists like the Loud Ass Crackers. fucking coming to my
oh,
town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's actually the name of a thing.
Singing their really dumb songs
uh-huh.
about country hip hop. I don't know. I don't hip-hop know that much is prepared, awful, man. But hip hop, man, I just
also, I was
into
listening
it.
To, oh my God, whatever that album is that has Bow Wada Bow Wada Bang Da Bang Ding Ding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah, there you go.
At some point in that, he says, he predicts, he's just like, I can't remember what the line is, but I know he ends it with, I'm going platinum.
He did.
And then I looked it up. That record went platinum like seven fucking times. Yep. Seven times.
That bums me out.
I know, Kid Rock. Right?
I mean, he invented a genre of hip hop.
But I think that means he's a prophet. He predicted the future.
Well, does that mean you think he should be Michigan's governor?
No.
Senator.
Senator, yeah. I mean?
No, definitely not. You'll never met a motherfucker quite like me.
I actually kind of want to see rocks. It happen.
What? Have you seen the early social media reviews of Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle?
No.
Apparently it's good.
I would hope so.
It's got the rock
it's
in
great.
It.
I mean, the first movie is just a great fucking like theory. Like, it's a good idea.
I know, but like, it's a remake with fucking like Kevin Hart and Jack Black. Like,
yeah, but the rock's in it.
But
yeah,
it's not a true remake, right? It's like
it's
a spiritual
sequel.
Successor.
Yeah, it's a spiritual sequel. No, I mean, yeah, the rock's in it, but the rock was also in Baywatch. That wasn't great.
No, and, it like, was.
Did you see it?
Nope.
The rock was in it. It was good.
I went to it. I went to the theater.
And it was good, right? You enjoyed yourself.
Did he run in slow motion without a shirt on?
No, but
oh, fuck it. I'm not watching it then.
One of the girls did that, and the guy, there's a joke, a fourth wall joke. They're like, why does it look like she's running in slow motion? It was funny
because she's so good looking. Baywatch.
So yeah, genres of music that shouldn't go together. You're saying
we don't need to go through that whole topic, but yeah,
but you're saying country and rap.
Yeah, country and rap or crap should not be a genre fusion. Yeah, you gotta fucking put those jokes in there.
I'm gonna say fucking hate this the most is when like screamo and EDM are together.
Broken
Side, exactly like Broken Side. I fucking hate that song. It's like get crock skeet skeet, get crock skeet skeet.
I'm glad I have not heard that.
Now shake it like some chocolate milk.
What was that?
What's the band that did Smoke a Harness? Attack. Oh, Attack Attack. They had some pretty good electronic notes.
Yo, Attack Attack's sick.
No.
Yes. I think that they did it right. They did more hardcore or screamo than they did techno. Like, fucking Issues has a DJ. Does that count as
had
EDM?
Had a DJ,
you're right.
Because he would do, like, turntablism.
Right. So, like, Linkin Park, is that EDM?
Well, I mean, yeah, new Linkin Park is, yeah. But, I mean, like...
Like, it's hard to classify
just
EDM.
Just because there's electronic shit in it,
you
doesn't
just
make
don't
it EDM.
Want a bass drop,
no, this
right?
This is... I'm talking about, like, it's electronic dance music that... I just said EDM. like, it is first and foremost electronic music that just has screaming in it. It's like hard, what's like washed up hardcore kids that don't have any real friends because they're just shitty people, just like screaming over beats about how they like fuck a lot and they don't because they're gross.
It's gross. It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
I got one.
What do you got? Musical fusions?
Classical. And rap.
Actually, that's really good.
I don't know. I'm just pulling it shit out of my ass.
No, you got to think of like polka and
death metal.
Yeah, polka core.
No,
I don't think that exists.
It does.
Oh, actually, I have seen one band a long time ago. It was the Ernie Ball stage at Warped Tour, and it was ska core, and it was really well done.
I bet
where it was there? Like metal, Can metal, vouch. Metal. Saxophone, trumpet, uh-huh. Metal. It was so fucking good, though.
I saw that.
I don't. Yeah. I don't like metal and funk together. Like, Feed Killer Pete by Slipknot.
Oh yeah,
that was just a.
I thought you were about to like rip on Rage Against the Machine there for a second.
That's
now they're not really funk.
Though. That's like that's not even. I wouldn't say metal. That's like hard rock, rap, funk.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it funk. Really, I don't think there's really any.
They
funk
have a song called
"The
Renegades of Funk."
Yeah, that doesn't make them funk.
The Renegades of Funk.
There's
funk,
nothing
funk.
Funky about that band, is there?
Probably just the bass lines. That's about it.
Okay,
we're Renegades of Funk.
I could see the bass lines being funky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, a funky good fresh. Bass line is going to sound a little funky sometimes. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. You can't help it.
Funk does have the best bass line.
Fucking yeah, it does. You can just get so groovy with it.
There's one specific bass line that haunts me for, like, the last 6 years. When I
was it the one from Seinfeld?
No, it's the one from I'll Take You There. I don't know who it's by. But I can tell you it goes... I'll take you there. So yeah, when I was in audio engineering school, like we had to do this proficiency on this big fucking sound console that I've not seen anywhere since I graduated. They basically just like, they give you a list of shit to do. It's like, unmute channel 7, bring up the compressor to this much, and then bring up this channel. And then, so like the first thing that you can hear is the bass line, and then you don't hear anything else until the end of the exam.
I'll take you there by the Staple Singers.
Yeah, that bass line fucking haunted me for so long. Because it was actually a pretty hard proficiency, and everyone was freaking the fuck out about it. That's all you hear for the entirety of the test. And then, yeah, every, at least like twice a year since then, they're like, I'll be doing sound for a band that does a cover of that song.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good fucking bass line.
It is a really good bass line.
Shout out to Before the Storm. It's great.
It makes you feel.
Makes me feel.
Like a natural woman.
Makes me feel like a young woman who is coming to...
Of age?
Yeah, and coming to the realization of her sexuality.
Are you a lesbian now?
I am.
We should probably wrap it up.
Wrap it up like some meat at the counter.
I was going to say like a dick.
I don't wrap my dick.
It's because you don't have sex.
How long has it been, Scott?
That I've been a monk?
Or not had sex, one of the two.
4 years in a couple weeks.
God damn.
Yeah.
Drip, drip,
you
drip.
You are swollen.
Hey, have you ever seen that video on the internet of that dude that's never jerked off in his life and he finally jerks off and his balls are the size of tennis balls and yes. They just like shrink?
Yeah.
I haven't. And then it's
literally
disgusting.
Just like a just a constant.
It is like
stream
40 almost. Seconds of just.
Now he's going to be chasing
like,
that
all
high
of his
for the
ropes
rest of his
yeah.
life.
Are just like.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
We're going to make you watch that shit.
Oh, God. All right. Let's wrap this up like meat at the counter.
It's better than a dick. Thank you for listening to the Sounds Good podcast episode 6.
I am your host, Scott, the magician Burr.
I am your co-host, Jacob _Slolo.
I'm actually me at Chesley Brawlers. I'm Brad.
Slolo.
At chat, Scotty Westside on the Twitter. And
with a Y.
Fucking Scott, you need to change your Instagram name.
Is this still Scott is mad his account got hacked?
Yes.
Well, maybe my account should stop getting fucking hacked.
You got hacked once because
no,
you're
No, got hacked 3 times now.
Oh, well, change your password to something better.
No.
Oh, real quick, what's your guys' favorite thing to do when you hack someone's shit?
Poop, boobs, and stuff.
Wow, I haven't done it in a while.
I like to change people's birthdays to whatever the next day
Ooh,
is.
Ooh, that's a good one because they can't change it for 6 months.
Yeah.
I usually change the profile picture to like... All right, so I have this friend, Alex. Alex is a weird person, but a funny person.
Yes.
And he finds certain images that most people would find boring and mundane very entertaining, and he makes them his background on his computer. The background on his computer changes probably every 2 or 3 days. So I usually use a similar photo that Alex has used for his computer background. Sometimes it's just pictures of pizza. Sometimes it's zoomed in up, like close in on faces of people that aren't supposed to be in the photo. One of my favorite profile pictures he had for 2 years. We all went to a music festival in Tennessee, and then we went to a Waffle House after, and the waiter was outside and happened to be in our photo, and like he posed. So we just zoomed in on the waiter at Waffle House, and that was his fucking profile picture for like years.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I usually do some like old man, just some random photos.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, back in high school, I'd usually put up something real offensive.
Yeah.
Just some slurs.
Yeah.
Just a string of slurs.
Wow, he really needs to change his profile picture.
Is it still the guy from Waffle House?
No, it's
me
him.
And Kirsten.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was a good Halloween.
Oh, man, his only...
You and Shelby?
Yeah, me and Shelby.
I can't look at more... Only I can only look at his two of his profile pictures.
I think he's only got like 10.
Well, I can only look at the
one of
them
you is him holding a couch cushion above his head that looks a little bit like the Arby's logo, and it just says, I'm thinking Arby's.
Gross.
That was at Cheyenne's house.
You mean Shelby's house?
I mean Shelby's house. Anyway, we already did the wrap-up, right?
Well, thank you for listening. Watch us on twitch.tv/soundsgoodnetwork. All those things.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. Seriously, check our Twitch is quality.
Check out our shows, What the Food, and Jake Talks About Anime.
Those will be on Facebook
and YouTube. Facebook and YouTube. Sounds good. Something.
Sounds good network on both of those things.
Sounds good network on both of those things.
Good night, daddies.
Good night, daddies.